A few years back, people living on the southern and western ends of Windsor were plagued by a mysterious hum with vibrations so intense they could rattle windows. That's a recording done by Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton in May of 2012. It was digitally enhanced, so you're able to hear it on your radio. Attempts to pinpoint the source of that hum were inconclusive. The best guess is it came from the U.S. steel operations on Zug Island. That's a little industrial island lying on the U.S. side of the Detroit River at the city of River Rouge. But since Canadian researchers weren't allowed access to the site on Zug Island, they were never able to confirm exactly what was keeping Windsorites up at night. Well, mystery noises are back. Mike Provo is with us. He's one of those Windsor residents who's been tracking these weird noises, these possibly industrial noises. Mike lives on the west side of Windsor. Mike, how would you describe the newest round of mystery noise?
Very frustrating, upsetting, more intense.
When you say more intense, give us a sense of, is it a hum? Is it an explosion? What does it sound like when you hear the noises?
Well, we have the hum, which can be two different things depending on where you live and what you're hearing, because it seems to be the truck idling next to your house for a lot of people, and some people hear it as a pulsing and a pounding against the side of your house that is constant. It sounds like thunder. Let's call it thunder. But we know it's not thunder. And it just boom, 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 boom. And that goes on for minutes, hours, days.
Without a break?
Without a break, yes.
Wow. Now, do you get any relief? Is the noise constant? Does it come and go?
We get some relief as far as volume. The hum, the volume of the hum will go up and down. And it's the constant idling truck, a droning sound that is always there day and night. But the volume level gets much higher at night, most nights. There are nights that we don't hear it as much, depending on wind direction, depending on temperature.
That has to just, I mean, I can't imagine what that's like, not being able to go and turn it off or go next door and ask a neighbor, stop making that noise. No relief.
No, there's no relief. Absolutely not.
Now, you've been tracking, and so have other neighbors, these mystery noises over the years, and signs are pointing to some industrial process, right?
Yes.
But your government hasn't had any luck confirming exactly the source. Why is that?
That's a question I can't answer. We have had some direction, and we do know we have visuals of one of the noises, and we know exactly what it is, and we know it's coming from one of the furnaces on Zug Island.
When you say visuals, what do you mean, Mike?
Someone has a movie clip of one of the furnaces releasing black soot, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And in that process, there is a very loud and high pressure release. Some people would identify it as just a plane taking off, but it's not that. It's quick and instant. I call it, it sounds like the Enterprise going into warp speed.
Wow. How long have you lived in this neighborhood, Mike?
I've lived here for 31 years.
And when did this all begin?
This all began for me because I'm a male and we don't hear it as well as women do, and that's a fact. So when I picked it up, it was about 4.5 years ago, and my wife's probably been hearing it for about 6 years.
And if I'm getting the idea that it's a noise with that kind of deep vibration, that's the kind of thing that closing the window doesn't help, does it?
No, it doesn't. Your plates rattle, your windows rattle. It sounds like somebody's taking a baseball bat to the side of your house or pounding on your deck. It's nonstop.
I'm interested, Mike, have you and your neighbors in Windsor ever shared notes with people on the U.S. side of the border who live around Zug Island? Because I'm wondering if there might be some value in an international grassroots effort.
There are a few people that have heard it on that side of the border. Not enough, really, for whatever reason, be it the direction of the wind or their proximity to Zug Island. The only noise they've really heard is the very loud pressure release, and they've been able to identify it as a furnace on Zug Island.
So what if you and your neighbors, where have you taken your complaints, and what kind of response have you gotten?
Okay, we started out with the municipality of the city of Windsor. And it moved into the provincial government and rapidly to the federal government because it's a transboundary issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the federal government had all the invested parties together. They had They had done some research with a university professor from the University of Windsor and another one from the University of Western Ontario. And they were in the process of, those people were meeting with our people. Well, our people changed drastically in our election last year. And those people no longer are part of the political parties.
So you have to start all over again?
Well, basically. I have sent the invested parties all the information to bring them up to date, the World Health Organization and how they feel about low-frequency noise or a constant noise, all the noise issues during the month of January of this year. I sent them a sound file so they could hear what we're listening to. I've tried to bring them up to speed. I haven't heard anything basically from them. We have only one person left that was there 5 years ago, and that is our MP from West Windsor. And his party was unfortunately relegated to third party status.
So it sounds like, number one, it's emanating on the U.S. side, so you're at a disadvantage there. And then number two, political realities are really working against you.
Yes, they are, but they shouldn't be, because no matter who's in power now, and no matter, like, the people we're dealing with were part of Parliament before, they just didn't have priority status. So they've heard about it, but never been part of the research or the discussing it with the authorities on the other side of the border, which is Michigan. So it shouldn't take them long to get up to speed. But there are a lot of other issues on the table, and whether a noise problem is part of their priority or not, I can't say.
I can't imagine how powerless you must feel.
Yes. I don't lose hope, and I'm hoping that a lot of the people that used to be on the site get hope back and come back to the site, because a lot of people stopped posting because they got fed up. Hmm. They really did.
Is there anything you do or you're able to do within your home to mask the sound or at least kind of reduce the intensity of the sound?
Not unless we turn the TV up to full peak or turn the stereo up to full peak, and then you still don't get away from the feeling. You may not hear the sound, but you can feel the vibrations. So, yeah, you can get rid of the sound, but the vibrations, and you have to wonder what, if the vibrations are vibrating pictures on your walls and dishes in your cupboard, what is it really doing to your insides, to your nervous system, to your blood flow?
And it certainly isn't going to help if anybody, you or your neighbors, wanted to sell and move out.
No, we've seen how that works with Delray and River Rouge.
Hmm. What recourse do you think you have, Mike?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but this day and age, you think there would be a way to muffle the sound that we're hearing. Whoever the culprit is, they know who it is, and they know what's causing it. And they should have a way to muffle it. Or I don't think there's a repair process because of the way the furnace is operated, if it indeed is a furnace. So that's all I can say. There has to be, an engineer has to be able to figure out how to muffle the sound to a point that it's bearable for all those concerned.
Mike Provo lives on the west side of Windsor. He's one of the many residents bothered by mystery noises that appear to be coming from Zug Island, an industrial site across the Detroit River on the U.S. side of the border. Well, we wish you luck, Mike. We will keep tracking with you, and everybody can keep their fingers crossed. Something may happen so you could get a little relief. I can't imagine what that's like at 1 in the morning when you're trying to sleep.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Cynthia.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.